Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapperston.
And Peter Greco.
It is Saturday, April 13th at 5 minutes after 10. If you're listening tonight from 12 to 1, don't call us, but now you can call us, the Dollar Doctors, at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Show's brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, and an RIA. And we do have a chat room at sapperston.com. And you can, if you don't want to call in, you can leave a symbol you want to talk about, right?
Well, yeah, if you go to sapperston.com and click on the Dollar Doctor tab, and then live streaming comes up, click on live streaming, go to the bottom of the page, and there's a chat box, and you can type in a question symbol. And if you do put a symbol in, let us know whether you want to buy, sell, hold, whatever. And it's easier to analyze it based on what your position or not is in the stock. Right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
And Art tells us his sister, two sisters and three dogs are leaving for Sarasota.
How about that?
Very informational. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Willard, I wouldn't have called today. I'm waiting for the Kentucky Derby, but I heard you were on, so I had a call.
Great. Unbelievable.
Great.
Two calls so close to each other. That's amazing.
Was it last week I heard you? I listened.
It was
in
last
Florida.
Week, yeah.
Peter cut me off because I'm bearish.
You're bearish.
That's not what I heard.
No, listen. Where do the Bears put their stop now on the S&P 500?
Where do they put their stop on it?
Okay, because they keep trying. They tried at 2,400, 2,500, 2,580, 2,620. Couldn't get through 2,700, no way. 2,750, no way. And then it was rock solid resistance at 2,814. So they blew through that. Now you will never get through 2,880. And now what?
Well, you hit 2,907.
I mean, they keep trying to. I've never seen anything quite like this.
You've got a bullish price objective on point figure of 3,160.
I can see a pause.
I would like, it'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'd like to see a nice 3-5% two-day pullback and get everybody all crazy again. And then we'll see. But hey, what am I going to do? Carter Worth told me to sell all my REITs last night.
Really?
Yeah, he said they're way overdone. Warren, did you ever buy that MGP?
I doubt it.
Oh! Warren, what is wrong with you?
NGP, Nancy George Paul?
No, Mary George Paul.
Oh, I did buy that.
Oh, good.
Not personally, but for one or two clients.
Okay, good. That has done really well.
The other one we've had good luck with is MPW.
I don't know that one.
Well, it's called Medical Properties Trust, but it's had quite a ride.
Listen, old folks like us, they're gambling away their Social Security checks. GLPI and any pullbacks. I've been there for a while. It's a big yield, tremendous properties. That's another good one. But
I don't know if you mentioned that. I bought that one and the other one you just mentioned. Bought them together.
Those are cash cows. I don't get how they yield so much. I mean, really, but... The kind of words last night, they're way overdone up here, but hey, listen, I'd rather have them way overdone than way overdone to the downside, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, the market's been way overdone for 10 years, right?
Listen, I've had stocks that have been overbought on the RSI for 3 months. Look at the chart of paychecks.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that thing.
Just unbelievable, really, how well it's done.
Look at that.
We put that on some accounts, even here in the last few weeks.
Tremendous company. Because I know lots of people work there. They are smart. They know what they're doing, and they have no debt, tons of cash flow, a good yield. I don't know. How can you sell it? Everything, you get nervous every time it goes up. But, geez, if you sold it at overbought, you don't have 20 points on the table here.
Correct.
I don't know. It's I've never seen anything quite like this in 50 years of watching the market. But let's enjoy while it stays there. So, Warren and Pete, what are we doing here? We cautiously optimistic or what?
Well, that's always the cop-out, cautiously optimistic.
Well, I think the bond market says let's worry about a recession. The stock market says up, up, and away.
I know, but if you look at the chart, I mean, I've been killing Gunlock on the show for 3 months with his wrong predictions and, you know, way off base, way, way off. But if you look at the chart of the TLT, how can you ever think rates are going to go up substantially? That's in a major bull market here. I don't see that 10-year ever getting over 3%. I just don't see it.
Well,
but
who knows? Yeah, I know. It's interesting, the guy who does the stock traders almanac.
Yeah, and Hershey's.
Yeah, and they always say, the year before the pre-election year, you take that low, and on average, you add 50% to it for the following, from the low. So that comes up to about 34,000 on the Dow, so
Jeez,
kind of interesting.
I mean,
who knows?
I
do your own research.
Listen, if you had told me in my lifetime the Dow would be 27,000, you remember they used to laugh at that guy? I think he was from Buffalo years ago. He said the
Dow 30,000. Yeah.
Yeah, and they laughed at him because the Dow was in a bear market. Now who's laughing?
Well, exactly. Who's, yeah. I mean,
nobody's laughing.
And the funny part then, if anybody had done the math on it, it was 7% a year.
Exactly. You know what? Listen, I've been a long-term investor forever, but all I got to say is twice this week, I was in a parking lot, and a FedEx truck was near me. He opened the doors. The stuff was falling out. and this was like midday. So I don't think he started his route then. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you things are
people
hopping
are
right
buying
along,
stuff.
Right?
People are buying.
No question.
I don't know if you read the New York Times or the Washington Post. You know, we're going to H-E-double-L in a handbasket.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what their bias is anyway, so.
Yeah, I get it. If you ever tried to find a nice hotel room for about $65 anymore?
65.
You pay triple that.
Unbelievable, really.
Okay, listen.
Hey.
I'm going to call. Yeah.
Thanks for the GLPI idea.
Before I forget, Willard, BP, yesterday was a better day. Somebody's going to take them out.
You think so? Or you don't you think they're too big for that?
Nope. I think eventually you're going to have another big oil something going on.
Yeah, after the Chevron Anadarko bit.
I bought some Chevron yesterday, but because I got to buy that stock down 6, because it's a tremendous company. What a cash flow they're going to have.
They're going to be the second largest of the multinationals.
You know, I own that dog, ExxonMobil. It's a terrible stock.
Terrible.
But it yields 4%. Look at BP. I'll tell you, BP gets you 45 word, $50 stock with a big yield.
We have kept that since you and I started talking about it,
I gave it to you way higher. It was a bad one. But, you know, with the yield and stuff, you probably broke about it.
Well, I'm a dollar cost averager, too. I bought more in the low 30s, under 30.
See, you guys are smart. I'm a dope.
Well, no.
No. But after 40 years, for me, I only buy half a position of whatever it is I buy. And then I look.
Hey, Will, the problem is guys like you are all, like, forgotten or 6 feet under. They're no more Stan Weinsteins and Justin Mamis and Robert Farrell, and those guys are long gone. Now you got Carter Worth and Bob Pisani, you know, these guys, you know. But, hey, listen, if you go watch CNBC, when they're hammering on a group, go out and buy it. It's probably the low. They've been hammering. I mean, listen, if you own, like, Raymond James Financial or a few others like that, you've done really well with those things.
That's right.
Look at this. Okay, one last thing before I go. Look at the chart of Bank of America. Why wouldn't you be buying that with two hands?
Building a base, isn't it?
BAC? Look at it. You'd think it was zero the way they talk about it. It's $31. You made a nice killing on that stock over the years.
Oh. That's right.
Hey, Pete, I'll see you at Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
Wear a nice hat.
Yep.
Right. Take care.
You have been listening and are listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco on the Dollar Doctor Show live Saturday, April 13th at 10:15. Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. Good morning, Victor.
Hey, good morning. And Bill's the best. Bill is absolutely the best.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's 50 years of watching the market, right?
He's good. You know, he's got some good. He's been touting his paycheck since it was back in the 30s.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And then Monroe Muffler's another one of his that's been great. Hey, Willard, nice hearing your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, a couple of charts I'd like you to look at. Where would you put your a tight stop on HZNP? I'm long. Horizon Pharmaceuticals. I got another few hundred shares on a buy stop about a week ago. But I where would you put a tight stop on that one?
Well, you'd put your stop in at 24.25, but that's also support.
Right.
So that's a hard one, right?
Yeah, that's.
And if you go to the movie, go to moving average, you're at 25.50 day, 25.36. So. Probably under that anyways, right? Peter, I'm sure would have something to say.
No, I have nothing to say.
Good.
You covered it.
Well,
but is that a tight stop for you though?
Nah, not really, because I've got a good profit on this thing. I want to give it a chance. I got another buy stop in at 29. I'm gonna go if this thing keeps going up, I'm gonna ride this thing, but I don't want to, I want to lock in some profits here.
Well, that's how I feel. I'm looking at things, putting very short stops in because we made money, and I don't want to give it back. It's probably the wrong move, but
yeah. And I'm like I say, I'm willing to buy a little more of it because I just like the company.
I get it. So it's a great company.
Next one. Look at ETF. I hit a buy stop on Monday. OIH. I like this chart.
If I could type, I'd be able to look. Right, Peter?
Yeah.
I'm not commenting.
The whole sector has been getting killed for 2-3 years. Puts in a nice base. Yes. Now starting to get some volume in this thing.
It's the oil services sector,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And it's like right up against the downtrend line right now.
I would be a buyer on stopper at 18.75 after I did my own research.
18.75 on a buy stop.
Yeah.
Mine was at 18.10. I hit.
Yeah, that's
it's had a breakout, but it's still below the trend line on point and figure. That's all.
Right. Okay, guys. Hey, great show. Nice having you back, Willard.
All right, Victor.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Give us a ring. The Dollar Doctors are live. It's Saturday at 10:20, April 13th, 803-1520 or 1-800. 879-7541. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Good. Willard, it's good to hear your voice again. Although David does a good job in your stead.
He does better than I do. I think he's much, much smarter.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He does well. Although he does give Peter a hard time once in a while. So
you notice that. Huh?
Yeah. So, and your daughter does good, too. I enjoy listening to her. In fact, all you guys have something to bring to the table.
Thank you for that. It's nice to have a little variety, I think.
Different
opinions.
Yeah. I didn't call about this, but you've been talking about paychecks. I haven't owned it in a while, but I tell you, that sure gave me a lot of good profits for my future portfolio. So I owned it in the 80s when it seemed like every year they did a 3-for-2 stock split. And, I did very well with paychecks.
If you study up on it, it's they've gone into other branches of that business, helping larger companies with their health care and this and that, and I think there's some room in here for them to have better earnings than they do.
Okay, yeah, they've done well even after Galisano left. They did very well. So I'm calling today about SIX, which is Six Flags Entertainment, and they pay about 6.5%.
You're going to say you bought it for the dividend, right?
Dividend, yeah, 6.5% dividend. Now, they have a cash flow, free cash flow has come down about $50 million a year or so ago, down to about $258 million. And I guess part of that is because they have a number of accounts receivable rather than cash payments, and plus they paid down a lot of debt. They paid about $37 million of debt down in 2017, but things are expected to get better. They are planning to expand in China and other parts of the world. So I'm looking to get some. If because their cash flow gets too low, they may decrease their dividends. The shares may go down some, but I'm thinking of getting some now and taking your advice, maybe going for half now and then half later. And
I only do the half thing because I'm a scaredy cat.
Okay, well, but if dividends go down, then I see the stock maybe decreasing. In fact, I'm not even sure where it closed.
It closed about $50.
It did about 50, okay.
Let's just see. 50, 63.
Okay.
You know, on a half box point and figure, you would want to be out at 46.5
46.
If it reversed. Otherwise, It looks like it's got a chance, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
But if they cut the dividend, all bets are off, you know.
Yeah. They did cut or did not?
No, if they did.
Oh, if they did, yeah. Yeah.
Have you looked at Telefone, or it has a similar yield?
No.
And there was a nice article in Barron's, Peter brought it up. So I went and looked a few weeks ago about the difference between
Verizon and them.
Yeah, Verizon and Telefone, and they're doing more content and things like, you know, Netflix does and Disney just announced. And if they're successful, they're going to have a much broader base than Verizon. And the chart looks horrendous, but it's not, you know, horrible other than a downtrend. And that thing pays 6.3, and their dividend's been increasing when you look. So it's another idea for a 6%.
Okay, yeah. Now, Six Flags, their dividends have increased the last 6-7 years. They've gone up. So it's, you know, and their cash flow outlook for the future years is supposed to be pretty good. So, but that's what I was looking at. But those two recommendations are also good, as you said.
Well, I don't know if it's a recommendation. It's just
not recommendation.
A thought.
I know you can't, yeah.
Because the SEC will come and whack us if it's a recommendation.
Yeah, your suggestions, okay.
It's just another 6%.
Right.
With a different, you know, different story, different kind of company.
Correct. Yeah. But I see Six Flags, not only nice dividends, but if they do expand to China and some other parts, I can see the stock appreciating.
Well, the good news is if you have a recession, and there's some talk of that, people still spend money on entertainment.
Entertainment's still good, right?
Yeah, yeah. That and beer, right?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the only problem with the beer companies, there's so many craft breweries out there now that a lot of the...
I read something the other day that said companies like Budweiser are going to get into the cannabis thing, like... the old Canandaigua wine did.
Yeah, right.
And who knows?
Yeah.
But maybe that helps them.
Consolidated Brands did. I don't know if it helped them so far, but I know they were into that too. So.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much, and I'll be continuing to listen. I really enjoy everything you guys bring up.
Okay.
Thanks for saying that. We appreciate it very much.
Have a good weekend. Take
you
care.
Too. Bye.
You are listening to Willard Saperston. Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctor, is live on ESPN 1520 Saturday, April 13th. Yeah, we're rebroadcast from 12 to 1 unless there's a ball game. And we're archived at our website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com. And we have free economic research from Stone & McCarthy on the website, and it's always a good read. Give us a ring today at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Dominic, my wife was asking why you never call anymore to me 2 weeks ago.
Well, I guess because it was the middle of spring training and I'm a...
Well, he should remember that.
And the baseball games... that I can't get it. I got you on my iPad right now and that stuff, and the game just got done about 2-3 weeks ago, and then I had eye surgery, so I just got done with that. But I got a question for you. Okay, I owned Dow a long time ago, and they merged with DuPont, or they went together. Okay, now we're splitting up again. I want to know what your ideas were on Dow and DuPont. What you think of those two stocks?
Well, Peter had an opinion last week or the week before.
Well, it wasn't an opinion. I think a couple of weeks ago, Barron's did a tremendous write-up on it and gave you the ins and outs of what they were looking for. But I think from what I see, both companies are fine. You know, I'd keep both.
I think the consensus was, at the end of the discussion, someone called and wanted to buy it, I think, and Peter or David said, you should buy both.
And he owns it right now. Right?
Yeah, which means you should keep both.
Keep both.
Right. But what? So now, I was either in the paper or on one of the stations, they were talking about that they might do a reverse, their DuPont may do a reverse split before they spin off this other agricultural part.
A reverse split of what?
Of DuPont.
I can't believe it.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of
well,
a...
Well, it was something...
I've never heard of a higher... Either, yeah. A reverse split.
It's either a 1-for-3 or 2-for-5 reverse split to
really?
Get the stock price up when they spin off this other agricultural company.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'd have to go look at the article.
Because they're going to vote. The shareholders are going to vote for it. We'll vote on it in May, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And then this spinoff is supposed to happen June 1st.
Well, you know, I would have to say if they're doing that, they feel it's beneficial to do that. So you know, I'd go along with what they're doing, you know. It's just surprising because usually it's the under dollar stocks that do
the
reverse
cheapies.
Splits. You know, so.
AT&T did it when they got to something, $1 or $2.
Yeah. I think Citicorp did too when they got down in that disaster. Yeah. So, I mean, whatever they're doing, you know, it seems like they have a very good strategy and I'd stick with it, you know.
Okay, then. Thank you very much. Nice hearing you guys' voice again. I'll be listening to you every week.
Keep calling, Dominic, and stay out of the hospital.
Right.
Stay out of that
All
hospital.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good Easter. All right.
Okay.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Take care.
We're going to go to Art in New Jersey.
Good morning to both of you fellas.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you back, Willard. I expect that you checked the plane out before you got on it, right?
Well...
We're going back down.
And we lost our direct flight to Tampa because they mothballed Southwest so many of those planes. They had 40 planes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I have two items today. One is, I sometimes do some bottom fishing, and I've been watching on CNBC, it popped up this Rite Aid, RAD. It's selling at 50 cents a share, down 8 cents for the week. And I read all about some of the problems involved in it, but I'm not sure whether it's worth any kind of an investment or, to try and buy it at a low price like that.
It's a lottery ticket.
Right.
It's a lottery ticket.
When you say bottom fishing, you are at the bottom.
Yeah, okay,
Although I think in 2009 it got to a quarter or something.
Okay, it's 52 week is 49 cents to $2.12.
Yeah, well.
What's the cause of that?
Something
anyway,
must be wrong that it's that low.
They have stores still, right? They're still in the retail area.
I get prescriptions from them in Hamburg, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it says
we're dead until we move to Florida.
The earnings for this year were a blank. Next year, 2 cents the loss is projected.
That's not encouraging, unless.
No, I know.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can hope for is somebody wants their stores, and is willing to buy them or something.
The thing that might be affecting it is this single pay health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Take a look at what's happened to UNH, United Health. You know.
Yeah, I have that as part of my. Healthcare plan, United Healthcare.
Well, it's interesting. If you go in the Rite Aid stores, their healthcare stuff is done by CVS now, right? So CVS runs that part of it. I don't even know about their pharmacy, but I know CVS does that part of their store, and the rest of the store is junk.
Right.
But if you look at CVS, it went from 80, 81 down to 50.
Yep. Big article on the front page of Barron's this weekend.
Okay.
Tremendous buy of CVS. But anyway.
And Kramer said, because I just watched him on my phone, he likes UNH, but he wants to see what their earnings are going to be.
Right. Yeah, I just see the front of the Barron's.
So like I say, if you got some fun money.
For me, I don't like anything in a downtrend.
This is definitely a penny stock. Yeah.
But
look at them all. Look at the whole group. The group is
healthcare has been weak lately. Yeah. I don't know why, but it has been.
And the most important one I'm interested in is PCG, Pacific Gas and Electric. I read about 50 different items individuals posted about this price. It seems that a panel that was advised to the governor. They're going to have some changes in the California law, possibly, to share the costs and the expenses of these wildfires. And on Friday, it jumped. It was 371 up for the week. Most of it was on Friday. It's up at 2308.
Yeah, you can see it on the charts. It was up 3-4 points.
Yeah.
And that would be good news if the state will share.
Yeah, and they're not sure whether they'll share future course or present course right now.
Well, what I saw in the news, and this is last night, if they don't, the people aren't going to have electricity. That's what the announcer said on the.
Yeah. And, you know, next resistance would be 27 for it, you know. Then after that, it would be 33, it looks like. Yeah, 33. Yeah. So, it looks okay now. You never know with these things, but, you know, especially anything in California, it's a wacky state anyway, so who knows.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I saw it in the Barron's. Abrams Capital owns 4.7%, and they recommended it as far as, the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
Well, that's a better bottom fish, even though you own it, than Rite Aid, I would think, you know.
Yeah, I wrote it all the way down from the 40s all the way down to 5.
So, I know.
Now it's sort of coming up a bit.
Yeah.
And no dividends yet still.
Yeah, well.
Well, they got to give electricity and see if there's any money left for dividends, right?
Yeah, right. They got to maintain a cash position.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, again, it's wonderful hearing from you guys.
Thank you, Art.
I'm looking forward to the rest of the show, and I'll be listening also at midnight if I don't miss any of it.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco live Saturday, April 13th, 2019. The Dollar Doctors on ESPN 1520. Phone lines are open at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. The show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester. Member FINRA SIPC, MSRB registered, and an RIA. Go to our website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com, for the chat box with the Dollar Doctor drop down if you want to ask a question but don't want to call in about a stock. And free economic research posted every Saturday morning from Stone and McCarthy, along with a little history of interest rates. And gold and oil and what's been going on for the week, for the month, for the year. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. I remember calling your show back about 6 months ago, and somebody told me Disney was dead money.
That sounds like a Peter comment.
It has been dead money for quite a while.
But it could have been me.
Yeah.
What do you think of it now that it's up about 12 points?
Well, the point figure price objective is 176 with a close at 130, right? So technically, that's the story.
Well, you know, finally, after doing nothing forever, you know, it broke out of a couple of years of up and down, you know.
We call that a broad-based breakout from 2017.
Yeah, so it's finally a big breakout. The street liked, you know, their story about their streaming stuff and other things they're doing. Good article in Barron's this weekend on it. You know, they gave all sorts of projections out to 2024. Even though they're going to be losing money on the streaming until then, they're going to be losing money on ESPN Plus until then. And then they point out that anytime Disney is given projections like the last time, they were wrong. And then they had to say, uh-oh. You know? But anyway, it did. Technically, it broke out, okay? And you would expect support to be somewhere around 116 to 118.
Maybe even 120.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, 116 to 118. The 200 days at 112, right?
50-day at 113.
113. So you got good support now, you know, 112, 115, around that area.
So if I owned it, I would hold it. And if I wanted to buy it, I'd probably buy half here and half if it dropped down.
Yeah, I still have some, so I guess I'll hold on to it rather than take a profit in it. What about, I was looking at Burlington. That got hit pretty hard, BURL, and I was wondering what you guys thought of it.
BURL. What is that, Burlington Coat Factory?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Oh. Right.
Hmm. Well, it's in a range between 146, 148, and 174 the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think if you wanted, I don't know what did it get hit on anyway, do you know? Was there news or something, or was it that the...
Yeah, I think it had something to do with their earnings projection.
Oh, okay.
The fact that they weren't up to snuff and the stock got rocked for about 10 points.
Yeah, but, you know, but looking at it, I mean, it broke all support, but now it rallied back above it, you know. So, you know, theoretically, breaking all of that support should have been the end of the road, you know. And it just keeps going down and down and down, you know. So it looks like it's coming back. It gave one buy signal. And, you know, if it gets above what would you say,
164.
It looked like it would be ready to test its highs again, you know.
And the point and figure price objective is 206. So maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as long as it doesn't drop to what?
134.
Yep.
See, it's a big range, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's difficult.
Okay, so I guess I'll stick with that.
I would
too.
Stick with it, you know.
For the time being.
Yeah, if you can take a, you know, drop to, you know, a stop at 134, fine.
If not,
you know,
there's kind of a shorter
stop.
And
yeah.
Maybe 148, 149.
Okay, guys, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks, Tom. Give us a ring. We're live. The Dollar Doctor is 1040, Saturday, April 13th. 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Willard. Good morning, Peter. I'm a long-time replay listener from Connecticut. I've been a lurker listener for many years. In fact, I go back to the days when you... you used to talk about the scrumptious roast beef sandwiches and your
Schwabbles
school that you had.
and Schwabbles and at our workshops we had, yeah.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to your workshop, but when I finally got around to it, you just had canceled it. I don't know what year that was.
It was a while ago, to
probably
say
10,
the least.
15 years.
It had to be at least that. Yeah, we used to do them.
Yeah, but I listen at night on the radio, and like I said, I don't call very often. I have called you before, though.
Right.
But anyway, the reason I called, my sister passed, and she left me some.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was quite old. Yeah. But anyway, she lived a good long life.
Well, that's
and
good.
Anyway, she left me some bonds, and I put those in Treasury Direct, so I can take those cash in as I want.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the bulk of the shares that I'm going to receive pretty soon are in three different identities: AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon.
Hmm.
And I look at these. And there's quite a bit of quite a few shares of each of them. So anyway, I look at the charts and they look pretty good to me. But I was just wondering what you think of the charts. And I don't want to give this money back to the market. So where would you set a stop loss or a climbing stop loss, whatever you call that?
Mm-hmm. Trailing.
So
trailing.
The three shares that I'm interested would be T, CMCSA, and VZ.
By the way, we like those three.
Well, I look at the charts, and what's there not to like? You know, they've been
telephone went from 43 to 27, and now it's at 32. Still in what we call a downtrend, but with the article in Barron's a few weeks ago, if you caught the show a little earlier, they're doing different things now. And the thing that struck me on telephone was they're using cash flow to pay down debt, and that's wonderful. That's always something that intrigues me.
Right.
Considering I don't like debt.
Yeah, and if he could take if he went to 26, I'd get worried.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Yeah.
If that's too low for you, but, you know, 26 would be.
You think about 26 for the AT&T?
Yeah, because 27 and 28 has been a good buy point, you know, so. But anyway.
Okay, what about Comcast?
CMCSA, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you have a very high percentage, though, in all of these of what you
roughly
left you?
About 100 grand of each one, and they're pretty about one-third and one-third.
All right, but is that what's the total percentage that is of your of everything? Is that
of your net worth? Of
all of the stocks that came in.
I don't really need this money.
Okay,
I would leave it to my grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right. I mean,
on Comcast, you're probably looking at 37.5. The problem is that. That's also a support area.
But it's, you know, something to reevaluate it if it gets down to 37.5.
Okay. Now, Verizon looks intriguing because they're talking about this 5G.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, that could be a watershed event. If that ever goes forward, then Verizon is well positioned to take advantage of that.
No question. Well, so's AT&T, really.
Yeah, so's AT&T, but AT&T is doing other stuff also.
Mm-hmm.
Verizon doesn't have the debt picture that AT&T has.
I see.
But Verizon is at the top of what we call top of the trading band, but we still have a point and figure price objective of 75. But you're interested in where do I get out if there's trouble.
Yeah.
And you really don't want it to go to 48 or 49, which is the logical. Let me see if I can change the box size and get a different picture. One never knows.
Yeah, okay.
It's really...
Yeah, another possible place is 52. So,
yeah.
So if it got to 52, you start, you know, reevaluating.
But do you want to go 12 points? Probably not. You probably don't want to wait 12 points. You know?
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. So you said T would be 26, MCSA about 37, and VZ about 52.
Now, one other thing, the 200-day moving average on VZ is 55, so you'd be below that at 52.
You would be below that at 52,
yeah,
right?
And the 50-day is 57, but that's too close to 58 where it closed, you know?
I think.
Yeah, so ideally you want to see it stay above 55.
And it still has a 4% dividend, you know?
Yeah.
It's got too much potential with the 5G business.
Yeah, yeah. But does Comcast pay a dividend? I didn't look.
I thought it paid a small one. Let me see if I can.
Small one?
Let me look. If I don't have computer issues. 2%.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not bad.
Comcast is smaller and has... the management has more control.
Well, the thing that worries me is that if this 5G takes off, it's really going to be the death knell for Comcast, isn't it?
I couldn't really say.
You'd have to look into it.
I can't believe they're just sitting there
they just bought the English company. What is it? Sky, I thought, something like that.
Mm. Yeah. So believe
Sky
me.
Sky Communications, and they're very smart. I think Brian Roberts went to Wharton. I don't know what that means, but he's the son of the founder. They're very smart and very aggressive in terms of being able to play the chess game, you know, five moves forward.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't count them out. But
and the other thing is full deployment of 5G is going to take years, okay?
It's going to take years.
Because the problem is, you know, it doesn't transmit very well, you know, so they have to have cell towers very close to each other. So they're going to have to build out a whole big
build more
infrastructure.
More cell
towers. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So that might not be a bad thing. Look at the
take a look at American Tower, AMT.
Take a look at American Tower, exactly.
And I think there's another one. What is it, SBAC or something like that? There's a symbol on it, Take a look at some of the cell tower companies.
So it's going to be a slow thing, not like the dot-com era.
Right, yeah. But you know, finally, a few years down the road, it's going to be in place.
It's going to
And the government just opened up...
I saw that. They're going to talk about
the auction,
wideband auctioning off more bandwidth.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Take care.
You are listening to Willard Sapriston, Peter Greco. The Dollar Doctor is brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management on ESPN 1520. We're live at 11, at 10, 10 what, 50?
You can't read clocks now. Just
I have not to age me. I have my trifocals, not bifocals.
But anyway, check the chat box out. See if there's anybody there. In
the meantime, give us a call at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. And the chat box, someone had earlier asked about CBS. Remember I wrote that down?
Yeah, a couple of them, I think. Yeah.
I got the three of them.
All right, so let's go. CBS.
Yeah. That is Charlie Boy Sam.
Haven't looked at that in ages. Matter of fact, they said the rise in Disney was the whole value of CBS.
Yes.
On Friday.
It's a different company than it was when we were kids.
But, it's kind of interesting. You know, don't forget they went through all the scandal and everything at CBS and, it just gave a buy signal, right?
It gave a buy signal, and it's around 52. It has had overhead supply at 59. Point and figure bullish price objective 65, and there is a lot of overhead resistance.
There's a lot of but that's the case with a lot of stocks after the October November. But there is overhead resistance, and you could be buying some of it, and you'd have a stop or reevaluation at
45.
At 45, I'd use 45.
Yeah, and your 50-day at 49, so that ought to protect you.
Yeah, so you're above your 50-day. Where's the 200-day?
200-day is 52.
And where to close?
51.50.
Yeah, so you want to see it above the 200-day to give you further confirmation that things may be turning around.
And Jim from Amherst, good morning. Callers get...
Good morning, Willard. Good morning, Peter.
What racy stock are you looking at today?
I'm looking at spring cleaning, Willard.
Oh, I see.
Okay, here's the first. Anyway,
you're our racy stock caller, so to speak, but big companies.
We got some things here, but that's not the focus today. It's spring cleaning. Hey, it's good to hear from you. I just want to say that... What comfort it is being a customer of yours. You and Christina did my review, and we did that right around November 30, December 1st. You then sent out the letter, and it was very helped me sleep better knowing that you were vigilantly watching over my account.
Well, let me ask you a question. Were you paid to call in and talk like this?
Hell no. But, I listen to these other, I listen to people, and I'm not going to name names and throw them under the bus. But, my goodness, they could pay a couple of dollars and have somebody professionally watch their money with a rules-based system using Momentum and Dorsey Wright and all the other tools that you have available, and then they can still have a mad money account to fool with like I do. And I have to laugh. If you look at my accounts that you manage versus my mad money account, which I never have the time to consistently follow, I'm much better having you watch my money than to do it myself. So anyway,
it depends on the type of market, and one never knows. But thank you for all the nice comments.
No, I'll tell you, the rules-based approach, you know, to talk to you and Christina, and then you send out the letter. And you know, that's, in my humble opinion, unless you can really dedicate yourself to be watching all the time, you got to use somebody else to do it for you. And I'm very, very happy with the service I get and the way that you go about, you know, being aggressive with momentum and the program, but yet having rules based for when things turned against us, as they did in the last quarter of last year. All right, so it's spring cleaning. Enough of the pats on the back. I need you to give me a kick in the butt here, I think. The first one is NFJ, Nancy Fred James. I've had this a long time. It pays, I think, 6%. I've kind of kept it for ballast. It's an options-based ETF for...
They write options or...
closed-end fund. I mean, is there any sense in me keeping this?
Well, the low going back to 09 and 08 in that area has been 9.5. And while the chart doesn't look terrific, it is at, you know, close to 1220 with the 50-day at 1208 and the 200-day at 1225. I would say you just hold on, but I would say at $10 you might get worried, you know. It isn't generally the kind of thing that's a growth stock, right? It's a income and dividend.
No, you know, I was just keeping it. It's an options-based income holding, and I was just keeping it for ballast. And what's the word? Inertia, holding on to it, thinking, well, maybe someday it'll turn the corner.
Well, but, you know, a few years ago it was at 18, so maybe it will.
All right, well, on my rules-based and numerically-based spreadsheet that I've developed, it's got a rating of 1 with a possibility of 9. So,
well, on the Dorsey Wright system, with a rating of 0 to 5, its rating is 0. So the same thing.
Well,
but you have to find something you think would be better.
Yeah, just look around and, you know.
I don't think it's bad unless it drops below 10.5.
All right, here's the next one. PTH, Paul Tom Henry.
Well, let's see.
And this is
Invesco Health. Yeah, but the healthcare, we were talking earlier on the show about United Health and CVS and Rite Aid. They all look terrible on the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And this PTH went from 99 last year to 65, and now it's rebounded to what, 78?
Mm-hmm. What's the 200-day on it then?
200-day is 84.
Yeah, so it's below the
200-day. And 200 the 50 day. Is 80, so it's below the moving averages that would help us to hold on to a stock, let's put it that way.
But
well, I think that's another one for spring cleaning.
Well, on that scale of 0 to 5, it's a 250.
In the middle.
Okay, now here's one that I've owned, and then it crashed below the stop, and its volatility is its middle name, and that's MJ, Mary James.
Marijuana.
Oh, yeah, that's the
alternative harvest.
It's got a bunch of pot stocks in it. It got up to 45. It closed at 34. It broke the downtrend line, but it's come back, as Peter would say, for a retest, and it closed at 35. 50-day at 36, 200-day at 32, so you're still above the 200.
You know, marijuana stocks in general have been very weak lately. You know, and it's like, you know, the day that it became legal in Canada was the high. You So it's like buy the rumor, sell the news. But, you know, you can hang on to it for a while longer just to see what happens. You
at
know?
Least you're not in one. You're in a bunch of them.
Right.
Right. And this is the, this is down 3% for the week and almost, well, 3 7/10 for the month. So it is on a, I'm seeing it on a downtrend.
Well, your, like your stop area would be 32, 32 and a half if you got nervous. And that's only 2-3 points away. Another 10%, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought you guys would get a chuckle out of that one.
Oh, well, let's, yeah. We don't chuckle. We have our own problems at times,
that's
believe
right.
me. You know, if we were perfect, we wouldn't be around here, right?
Anyways, Jim, we got about a half a minute more, and we've got to scoot.
Just real quick, EEM.
I like it. It's the emerging markets database. It's got a great chart. I think it's got more room. I do have it in a few accounts. Do your own research, but you know that's been a good area to be in right now.
That's what I'm hearing. Great. Well, look at you know, my best to all of you. My best to David. I read an article in the paper, and
we got to get going.
Peter's nervous.
Right.
Thank you, Jim. We'll talk during the week. You've been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors, live every Saturday between 10 and 11, rebroadcast 12 to 1. Archived at our website, saperston.com. As we always say, keep a little powder dry and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.